This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The synthetic drug fentanyl is responsible for as many as 100,000 overdose deaths. That is just one more reason why we need better border security. Fentanyl is produced mostly in China and then flown into Mexico. But there's now significant evidence that China is providing the chemicals to criminal drug networks in Mexico, who then mass produce them as prescription pills. And drug cartels also lace the opioid into other drugs like heroin or methamphetamine. Fentanyl is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Putting fentanyl into other drugs increases the possibility that a user might die. Some of the pills look exactly like OxyContin, so it is quite likely that users are unaware of the presence of fentanyl. The head of U.S. Drug Enforcement explained that fentanyl is the leading cause of death for men ages 18 to 45. In fact, there are more overdose deaths than there are car accidents and shootings. Imagine if a foreign enemy wanted to weaponize fentanyl. Some commentators have suggested this. China is sending chemicals to drug cartels that lace those drugs with the manufactured fentanyl. But if you wanted to addict people to a drug, you probably wouldn't want to kill them. You'd want to hook them on the drug. This isn't what is happening right now. Fentanyl is killing lots of Americans. Border security is national security. When we have porous borders, drugs, criminals, traffickers, and terrorists can enter our country. Proponents of open borders argue that we should be a welcoming country, and more than a million people come to this country legally every year. But we don't want to welcome people who intend us harm, especially when there have been so many fentanyl deaths. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.